Carbon Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm looking at the Fox News feed here. They are absolutely obsessing about the Chinese hackers. Oh, those Chinese are breaking in and stealing our business secrets. 2 weeks ago, Newsweek ran the story that Israeli spying was out of control, over the red line, according to U.S. intelligence experts. Oh, yeah, you're just being anti-Semites. It's okay for Israel to spy on us, but gosh darn those Chinese. I think it's a frame-up. I think somebody either in the U.S. or Israel went into those Chinese computers through those NSA-installed back doors and used them to launch some very obvious heavy-handed hack attacks on these large corporations in order that they be detected and tracked back to those Chinese servers. I think that's what happened here, because the U.S. is desperate to get war with Russia and China going, or the dollar is finished internationally. That's what this is all about. All wars are bankers' wars. Speaking of economy, we were talking the other day about how the London Silver Fix is going to be shut down because it has been caught being rigged so many times, and nobody has any confidence in it any longer. And I postulated that on August 14th, when the London Daily Fix officially ends, that normal market forces of supply and demand would take over and likely drive silver up very high unless they came up with another way to control the prices. And so it is perhaps not too surprising that over at silverdoctors.com, they have an article about how the CME Group, which is one of the largest commodity exchanges on earth, is going to put price limits on gold and silver. They're simply going to arbitrarily say, this is what it is. And the only, and, you know, I mean, a year ago when the bullion banks were driving gold and silver down, you know, hundreds of dollars in a 24-hour trading period, nobody talked about price limits then. It's only today, when they don't want the price of silver and gold to rise because it will lure people out of their savings accounts and into metals. It'll lure people out of the stock market into the metals. And, of course, these central banks like the New York Federal Reserve are desperate to get their hands on gold to replace the bullion that belonged to Germany, and some six other countries are asking for their gold back. And the Federal Reserve can't deliver it. Where did all that gold go? Well, a lot of it got leased out to make good on gold futures contracts. And we know that the delivery of physical gold has been outstripping the output of the world's gold mines for several years now. So it had to be coming from someplace. I think there's another aspect we might want to look at, and this could also explain why there's this sudden rush to somehow get a war going with China. There was an article that came through here the other day saying U.S. gold exports to China had set a new record. Oh, really? Why? If we're so desperate for gold, why are we exporting it to China? I would speculate, and this is only speculation, that China basically told the United States of America, we will not buy any more of your debt. We will not loan you any more money unless we are allowed to hold the collateral, meaning the gold. So I think that might be going on as well. Another reason to declare war on China, conquer them, and take all the gold back here. 21st century, and wars are still being fought over silver and gold. It's amazing stuff. Meanwhile, Credit Suisse is going to basically plead guilty to running a criminal enterprise helping the United States money junkies dodge taxes. And apparently Credit Suisse is going to basically plead guilty to avoid criminal prosecution in the United States. So even though this Swiss bank was helping the money junkies in the United States evade U.S. taxes, they're not gonna, nothing's going to happen to them. You can't prosecute and jail bankers. What's wrong with you people? Have you ever noticed taxes for the U.S. government are kind of like having a meal at a Chinese restaurant, 30 minutes later, they're hungry again? Speaking of taxes and huge waste, story over at pogo.org, DynCorp and Northrop have been caught severely overcharging their contracts for the anti-terrorism program. Most government contracts are put out on a model called Cost Plus. In other words, here's the contract. You tell us what you spent to do this. We'll add an uplift, and that's what you get paid. And it is an open invitation to pad the charges. And apparently some of these egregious overcharging. One employee billed 1,208 labor hours over a 12-day period. That's more than 100 hours per day, resulting in an overpayment of $176,900. Northrop billed an additional $1.5 million for employees it claimed had been working 24 hours a day. It's just all corruption, and it's all grabbing money away from you to put in those contractors' pockets. But the Chinese hackers get the headlines today. Amazing here. Actually, Fox News has gone on to the out-of-control student loan debt in this country. Interesting story out of Chile, which is going through their upheaval down there. Apparently, a Chilean activist got into the office managing student loans for the government of Chile and burned all the records for the student loans. $500 million worth of student loans just evaporated. Those students don't have to pay it back. It's all just ink and paper anyway. Little reminder of the story that was breaking last week, and we do need to keep this at the forefront of the public awareness. Judicial Watch has obtained new documents showing that the IRS targeting of conservative groups and dissidents came directly from Washington, D.C. When Obama got up there and said it was some rogue office officials down in the office in Cincinnati, he lied. How much longer are you going to go on living with a government that lies to you about everything? They got caught lying again. Remember when the NSA scandal first broke and they said, oh, we're only saving the metadata. That's all we're saving. That's, you know, your voice communications are secure. Now, last week they admitted, yeah, they're recording the voices as well. When do you get angry about this? I'm angry about it. I am angry at all the lies that are coming down constantly to try and control us and manipulate us. Remember what the Nazi propaganda minister Goebbels used to say? It's the right of the government to manipulate the public opinion. No, it isn't. And I dare anybody to show me anywhere in the Constitution where the government has a right to lie to the people, to trick them into wars of conquest, to trick them out of their money, to trick them into obedience to absolutely pointless government regulation. I dare anybody to show me in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights where that authority is laid out. Now, we have been noticing over the last couple of months a lot of individuals in the banking and finance sector seem to be meeting with very questionable deaths. And there's an article over at Wall Street on Parade pointing out how many of these sudden suspicious deaths seem to center on J.P. Morgan Chase. Basically saying in the last 6 months, five current workers, two former workers, have all died under unusual circumstances. All seven were in their late 20s to 30s. That's not an age where people commit suicide. And three of the deaths involved falls from buildings, which is a rare form of death on Wall Street, even during the financial crisis of 2008. So it looks like somebody over at J.P. Morgan is cleaning house of anybody who might provide evidence for a coming investigation. Meanwhile, there's a story over at Fool.com. Walmart is falling apart before our eyes. Walmart gets a lot of hostility. Big box store drives local small merchants and domestic manufacturing jobs out of business. A lot of hostility, but they've been phenomenally successful up until now. And they're in serious financial straits. Part of it, of course, is under this current economy, the American people don't have money to go to Walmart and just buy things. A big part of Walmart's marketing are the impulse buys, those cute little gadgets and things that you walk by on the ends of the aisles and say, oh, that would be fun to have. People don't do that anymore. People aren't doing impulse buying. And Walmart may soon be part of the retail Mageddon sweeping the United States. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting some breaking news here, and this is actually very good news. Occupy activist Cecily McMillan was sentenced to 3 months in prison and 5 years probation for her supposed assault on a police officer during the Occupy protests. Now, the witnesses and the videos supported her story that the cop had simply had groped her breast while grabbing her from behind, and she elbowed him. And on the basis of that elbowing, the United States government was trying to build a case to put her away in prison for 25 years. And while the judge took the position that nobody can be allowed to assault a police officer, even under the name of civil protest, he apparently realized just how ridiculous this whole story was. And, of course, I find it offensive that she's going to prison for 3 months, but it is only 3 months, and she will be back with her family, you know, before the summer is out. And that will be a really good thing, and she's the latest heroine or martyr in the cause of liberty against encroaching tyrannical government. And the videos, there were photos and videos showing her chest was bruised. The cop assaulted her first, but we're seeing a court system in which the cops are allowed to attack you and assault you and tase you and tear gas you, and you're not supposed to fight back. Well, actually, yeah, you are. There is a United States Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus United States, that says when the police are acting illegally, you have a right to defend yourself up to and including the use of lethal force. as those cops who broke into a home for a no-knock drug warrant found out when one of them was killed. And by the way, there were no drugs. There were no drugs on the premises. They had no business being in that home. Certainly not breaking through the back window. So, of course, the homeowner's going to shoot them. He thought they were burglars. They're still going to try and charge him murdering a police officer. But they found no drugs on the premises. There was an article over the weekend. I forget which state it was. But there's a state that has now passed a law saying it is legal to shoot a police officer engaged in illegal activity. So here's a little message for all of you police officers. And I'm not talking about the ones who are genuinely there to serve the public interest. I'm talking about all the ones who've gone through that Israeli training or who are hopped up on SSRIs. You play by the rules and we, the people, will be nice and cooperative. You start acting like you own us and you throw that badge and uniform around, bad things might happen to you. So even with a 3-month sentence, this is a major, major victory. I'm expecting that probably the government was afraid of what might happen if they gave her the full 25 years. It might trigger Occupy all over again. All righty, let's see. We're going to take some phone calls here. Jim in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good.
Great. First time, we really enjoy what you're doing. The reason I called today is my mother's 87th birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Her, she says, what do you think about that airplane? And I said, I don't know, Mom, what do you think? And she says, well, don't any of them people have cell phones on that plane? When I lose my cell phone, I can call a number and they can find it anywhere.
Well, again, if this new theory based on these eyewitness statements is correct and that plane was shot out of the sky, the cell phones were destroyed right along with the emergency locator beacons.
Right, just obliterated.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a definite possibility, right?
Well, you know, you have to have a live human being to use that cell phone. Even if the cell phones themselves survive the fall down to the ocean, well, the salt water would wreck them immediately. But when you have the fuselage of an aircraft flying at 35,000 feet that is punctured, the shock wave is going to just travel along that tube, and it's just going to render everybody unconscious. And they were probably all asleep anyway because it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right. She just said, something's fishy, and I'm 87. I've seen wars. I've seen the Depression. And there's just too much fishy stuff going on out here. And I say, yeah, Mom, got to agree.
Yep, she's a Sharpie.
Yeah, yeah. She says, we're heading for it again, though. She's seen the signs before, and she says she can't believe that these, you know, people are oblivious to what is our future.
I think she herself proves that people aren't oblivious. And I think we're reaching the point where, and I'm certainly seeing that around here, because as I go around my errands and the food bank and all the rest of that stuff, I'll talk to people just to sort of find out what they're thinking. And just in the last 3-4 months, I have just seen people who are now willing to say, yeah, I've known something's gone horribly wrong for a long time. And now they're starting to talk about it, and they're starting to get very, very angry about what's going on.
Yes, she was a firm supporter of Walmart, and now she says, you know, they got us all in the door saying everything in there was made in America. And once we all came in the door, they switched it all over to China, and we didn't even realize it until it was too late.
Yeah.
It was their whole sales thing when they first started. And she says, boy, that just gripes me.
Well, yeah, again, before this whole financial fascism takedown, 60% of the U.S. economy was the consumer economy.
Right.
And in impoverishing the American people to prop up the banks and the war machine, that consumer economy is in collapse. And if you have an economy and 60% of that economy stops working, the other 40% can't sustain.
Okay, now, just one other really quick point, if I could.
Yeah.
I'm around your age. During the Vietnam War, through a reasoned argument, we convinced the majority of the people that, say, for instance, if you were going to war, you should be able to vote for a president. If you were going to war, you should be able to drink a beer on the troop ship on the way over to war. So there were some things that were happening, and then our leaders got shot in front of us, and everybody said, never mind. Yeah, I'll go back to Disneyland and raising kids. So I just want you to make sure you keep your head, you know, keep your head up or your head down or whatever.
Yeah, well, I prefer to keep it up, and I prefer to keep it aware. And yes, I remember Vietnam. Now, I did not serve in the military because I had an occupational deferment, but I knew a lot of my friends who went to Vietnam, and some didn't come back, and some never really came back all the way home. I remember one gentleman in particular that I was in college theater with, and he'd come back from Vietnam with some kind of a serious medical condition, and he was not allowed to talk about what it was. And he actually passed away right in the middle of the run of the show that we were doing together. And, right. You know, but he was a true believer, and he said, yes, I will do what the government... Well, actually, what they told him was if he talked about what was wrong with him, they were going to cut off his VA medical care. Yeah. And it's just this horrible thing all over again. And, yes, I recognize the signs. When I was very, very young, I had a lot of my family who served in World War II, mostly in Europe, and they came back and they said, watch out for this stuff. They're lying about XYZ, and I remember all of that stuff very, very clearly. And, yeah, the signs are pretty obvious. We're seeing all over the corporate media and the independent media articles openly saying, yeah, we're at World War III right now. And it's all for the bankers. It's all for the Federal Reserve, for the private central bankers. They've been behind all these wars and assassinations and coup d'etats, and it is time for this to stop because these money junkies are psychologically sick people who will gladly see a million of their fellow human beings be killed as long as it puts more gold in their pocket.
And they provide the tinder and the spark, and we've had enough of it.
Yeah, we definitely have. We definitely have. If those Wall Street CEOs want a war, let's give them all guns and parachutes and just send them over to wherever it is they think needs killing. And, you know, good luck. Have fun. Come back with your shielder on it.
Them and their children.
Yeah, absolutely should be their children.
Yeah, that's what they did to us. I was in the last draft. Luckily, by just the timing, I didn't go. But come on, you know, we got to end this. We've been talking for all these years. We weren't going to have inequality between money and earning power. We weren't going to have racism. We weren't going to have wars anymore.
Jim, I got to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials. And by the way, legislation to revive the draft has been sitting in Congress for quite a while, waiting for the big bang to kick it off. By the way, the draft is a violation of the 13th Amendment. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I went back and I found that article I was talking about, and I've now bumped it up to the top of whatreallyhappened.com. In Indiana, it is now legal for residents to shoot police in self-defense. Apparently, Governor Mitch Daniels authorized changes to a 2006 legislation that legalizes the use of deadly force on a public servant, including an officer of the law, in cases of unlawful intrusion. If they don't have a warrant and try and come into your home in Indiana, you may presume they have ill intent and shoot them. This is the beginning of the pushback against all this abuse that we've been suffering, the tasering and the tear gassing and the groping. Speaking of which, we're going to go to the phones here. Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I just wanted to make a point that officer that groped the young lady that received a smaller sentence than she should have received, even though it should be smaller, even though it was a win for us, it should be smaller than that. But that officer is the one that needs to be facing some prison time for doing that.
Absolutely true. I mean, look up in Oakland where that Oakland police officer intentionally shot a protester in the head with a tear gas canister, causing him permanent brain damage. Nothing happened to that officer. The FBI agent who basically, for lack of a better word, assassinated Ibrahim Todashev, who wasn't going to go along with framing the Tsarnaev brothers for a drug murder. He had been formerly with the Oakland Police Department. He had had multiple charges of brutality against him. And I guess that's what the FBI is looking for these days. Guys that they can rely on to go out and crack skulls and kill people on command.
That's right. We need to start putting them in jail. At least put them up for sentencing.
We need to remember we have a right to defend our homes, our property, and our loved ones from government that is acting outside the law. You show up on my front door with a warrant. You are welcome. Come on in. Take a look around. Have some water. You try and kick down my door, you're going to meet resistance. And I think every American needs to take that same attitude. Remember in the Gulag Archipelago where Alexander Solzhenitsyn said the biggest mistake they made was allowing the police to be kicking down doors and taking people away, hoping that it wouldn't be them. And it turned out to be something like one quarter of the entire city was arrested and sent off to the gulags. And he said, how much different would it have been if the ordinary people had grabbed axes and knives and whatever and just set ambushes for these illegal activities? And after a while, Stalin would not be able to find anybody willing to go out and kick down doors and take people away illegally.
That's right. You have a good one, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Apparently over in Ukraine, remember that horrible incident in Odessa where these people burned to death in the trade union hall, which was being promoted as a warning to other activists not to stand up to the Kiev government, and it sort of backfired as a PR stunt. It later came out that at least some of the people in that building were dead before the fire was set, and now they've identified that chloroform was used on them in enough concentration to cause respiratory collapse and failure. So it looks like the plan was to actually kill some of these independence activists, put them in the building, and then burn it down so the bodies would be found as a warning. You know, if you dare stand up to Kiev, you know, it's a terror campaign is what it is. And it's now it's coming out. All the details are coming out. In the age of the internet, you cannot lie to the public with impunity. And the sooner all the governments of planet Earth recognize that and adapt to that new reality, the better off the world will be. Now, getting back to the economy here. Article over in AmericanProsperity.com talking about the cost for just four of the failed healthcare exchanges. We all know how much money was spent on healthcare.gov, was a buddy-buddy contract that was given to a company where Michelle Obama's college roommate was one of the executives. Huge amounts of money. And now they're talking about Massachusetts, Nevada, Oregon, and Maryland have spent almost $500 million for their state healthcare exchanges. And they're all failures. And it's now basically determined it will cost even more money to try and fix them or to basically tell everybody, go on over to the federal healthcare exchange. They can't get any of these things to work. There were these huge giveaway contracts for hundreds of millions of dollars, and they got absolutely crap in terms of a usable, workable system. Obamacare is a total failure, no matter how you look at it. As a system of affordable health care for Americans, it is a failure, as health insurance costs and deductibles have increased dramatically. As a revenue generator for the cash-strapped federal government, it is also a failure, as less than 2% of the total American population have signed up, according to Washington, D.C.'s own figures. A quarter of those have never paid any premiums, which suggests they were bogus sign-ups to inflate the numbers, and 74% of those who bought insurance through the exchanges were replacing already existing policies canceled for not being Obamacare compliant. It's a failure. Period. End of discussion. Yet, in the best traditions of the former Soviet Union, the U.S. government continues to proclaim Obamacare a resounding policy success, proving that this government is incapable of ever admitting error or mistake, let alone changing course. After several record-setting winters in a row, Obama is still pushing global warming and a carbon tax. And the danger here is that as the U.S. continues the PNAC war agenda and failures start to pile up, that same stubbornness is on full display, meaning that even though the government knows they could lose this new world war, they're going to continue to attack nation after nation. After nation. Wrong. They would rather see this nation go up in nuclear fire than ever stand up to the American people and say, you know, we really kind of blew it. We were wrong. They're slaves to their own vanity and ego. Meanwhile, a Washington judge has now ordered the U.S. military to stop force feeding hunger strikers in Guantanamo. And again, talk about torture. You have tortured somebody to the point where they want to die and they stop eating and you shove a tube down their throat and you force feed them. And so the order came from U.S. District Court Judge Gladys Kessler on Friday. And they're basically saying you may not force feed until the matter is adjudged further on down the road here. Over at 12160.info, document reveals potential CIA cover-up. regarding the Guantanamo suicides. Remember how we've always been told all the people in Guantanamo, they've committed suicide. And now the question is, were these people actually tortured to death? And we know that was happening in Abu Ghraib. For all you Franz Kafka fans out there, the U.S. government was torturing innocent Iraqis to death to find weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. That is the depths to which the U.S. government has sunk to achieve its agenda, to protect its public image. Now, as that caller into the show earlier mentioned, Britain is trying to block release of the U.S. torture files that would implicate Tony Blair's administration for being complicit in the torture of terror suspects. All of this stuff is illegal. The U.S. government has claimed that they have these legal memos from this or that lawyer that says torture is now legal, drone strikes are now legal, you're not allowed to see them. The guy who wrote the drone strike memo is now being considered for a high-ranking judge position. That's his payoff. We literally have a government that says, trust us, this is all legal, but we can't tell you why. Or the terrorists will win. Now, over in New Jersey, which is the nation's capital for political corruption, the New Jersey government passed a law banning contractors from making major campaign contributions to state and local politicians, because these state and local politicians would then turn around and hand these huge, highly profitable contracts back to these contractors. Well, they found a way around that. They found a new national Republican group that they can give their money to, and then this national group turns around and funds these Garden State politicians. And somewhere there's a phone call saying, this money really came from here, so give them a nice, juicy contract. We have to take the money out of politics. And in the blueprint for the new America, we have a model for public financing of all political campaigns with absolute caps on them. If you get enough signatures on your petition, you are given a campaign budget from the government, from the taxpayer, that is equal to everybody else's. And it becomes a campaign of ideas and agendas. And those politicians understand they're working for the American people, not the corporations. Alrighty, we're coming up here on another commercial break. Coming up at the top of the hour, Nathan Folks has confirmed he will be with us, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to talk about the upcoming elections in Great Britain. Nigel Farage's UKIP party is leading in the polls right now. And this, of course, is extremely upsetting to the globalists because the UKIP's platform is based on delinking from the European Union and basically having stricter border controls. And they are doing very well in the polls because Great Britain, like the United States, has seen a huge influx of immigrants who are crowding an already overcrowded job market, driving wages and salaries down. And so it is hardly a surprise that the corporate media in Great Britain and, in fact, here in the United States of America are trying to demonize Nigel Farage and the UKIP party, calling them racist, you know, for daring to have border controls and... It's very obvious media spin and push. And if Nigel Farage and his party do win on Thursday, it's going to be a reminder that the corporate media no longer controls the minds of the British subjects or, for that matter, the American people. And, of course, his party is very much against merging with the European Union any more than they already have. In fact, they're talking openly about delinking and getting away from it. And that would trigger all kinds of financial effects, including derivatives, which the U.S. financial system is not able to make payments on. So they're fighting this tooth and nail, and it looks like UKIP may, in fact, pull it off. And David Cameron's party is now expected to come into third place, which is a humiliating slap in the face. It shows how the British subjects just aren't buying the spin and propaganda any longer. Now, speaking of spin and propaganda, there was an interesting story over at Ingenious Press entitled Sexist Double Standards, All Men Are Considered Potential Predators. And we have seen lately in the media a revival of some of the male bash hysteria that we saw back in the 1990s, to basically demonize men, to dehumanize men. And looking back, it was obviously part of a campaign to make men unsympathetic, to make it easier to send them off to these wars of invasion. Remember the all men are rapists hysteria and just how out of control that got. And again, this being an election year, this is a revival of the classic divide and conquer fringe issue tactics. As we get closer to November, the last thing this government wants you thinking about is the economy or the wars or IRS gate or Benghazi gate or floodgate or the rest of it. So it's going to be abortion rights and gay marriage and, you know, feminism versus the mean old predator men. And they keep pulling this every single election cycle. And you need to understand they're fanning this up as a distraction. Because they don't want you thinking about the things that actually impact your life directly. Now, apparently up in Philadelphia, six former traffic court judges are themselves heading to federal court for running a ticket-fixing scheme. In other words, if you got a horrendous traffic ticket, you pay maybe 25% of that to the judge, he'd let you off. And it was an organized ticket-fixing scheme, and these judges were all part of it, according to the charges. So they're going to be going to court over that situation. Now, up in Olympia, Washington, there are protests going on right now over this very rich individual who was driving a Ferrari, had an accident. It was his seventh DUI, and he was not sent to prison. He was given a year of work release because he wouldn't fare well in prison, which is what prison is supposed to do. And remember that story a while back where there was this other drunk driving kid, ran his car up on the sidewalk, killed some people, and the judge let him off on the affluenza defense that because of his wealth, he just didn't know any better. And it really is underscoring the fact that we do have a justice system that is peeking out from under that blindfold at the bank balance of the people in question. And as a result, there are now protests in Olympia over the fact that the rich are obviously being given more lenient sentences than the poor. And they're absolutely right to do that. The United States was founded as a nation of laws that apply to everybody up to and including the President of the United States of America. But we have a society now which has gone totally fascist, and the laws only apply to the people who don't have any money. The really rich people get to do whatever they want and get away with it. Most times they're not even arrested. I remember a story a few years ago in Los Angeles where a J.P. Morgan banker did a hit and run and left the scene, and he was not arrested because, oh, he obviously had something important he had to get to. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First of all, you're right. I am from New Jersey, and we are corrupt over here.
Well, but you're hardly unique. You're hardly unique. I mean, you've got the gold medal, but not by much.
New York's pretty bad, too, with Anthony Weiner. I mean, just look at that character.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to talk about the economy, but you brought up with the Ferrari accident and that kid who got off. I believe with the Ferrari accident, they said he was like a businessman who employed a lot of people. So I'm like, so he's too big to fail, I guess, too.
Too big to jail. Yeah, that's it.
But the economy, I wanted, did you see anything with the Target of Canada, the pictures of some of the Target stores inside? It looks like Sears over here.
No, I didn't. What was the gist of the pictures?
Empty shelves.
Yeah.
It's like if they're getting hit over there, it's probably going to be over here with Target too, eventually.
Well, we're seeing that here in stores. The inventory's drawn down. We saw it at the Best Buy. We're seeing it at our local supermarket. As people stop buying, the supply chain has to be cut back. And we're at a point right now where you walk into a store and they never have what you want to buy, just what they think they can make the most money selling. And it's, we're going to see the collapse of retail, because retail is all about instant gratification. I want something right now. I go into the store. It's there. I pay money for it. I take whatever it is home. But you go into a retail establishment and they say, oh, we don't have it. We can order it. No, I can order it myself online without going through your overhead. And between that and just the looting of the American people of all of their money, retail is collapsing. And that used to be 60% of the American economy. And that other 40%, you can't get the nation ticking along on just the money junkies doing very well. It doesn't work that way.
I just wanted to mention something about the 0% financing on cars.
Yes.
Now, the 0% financing on cars, you might think it's a great deal, but not when your dollar's devalued and you got to pay more for stuff, and your interest rate in the bank is less for savers. So you really, in the long run, it might come out worse for you than having a 0% interest rate on a new car.
Well, I got to tell you, those, especially the leasing rates I've seen in the commercials, are very attractive. If I had a reliable income, I'd love to buy a newer car or lease a car, because my Honda is 14 years old, and it's a great car, but it is 14 years old. And but I think most Americans right now are in the same situation. I don't know what my income will be next month or the month after or the month after. Therefore, I cannot take on a loan payment obligation of any kind.
And the banks would benefit out of that anyway. If you foreclosed on your, or you can't pay your car, they pretty much get away with it either way. You get your car taken away.
Well, the other aspect of it, you know, we were talking the other day about all these cars that are being manufactured that are just sitting on lots, rotting away for lack of maintenance here, and I think the auto industry is being subsidized to go on manufacturing cars even though they're not selling and they're not leasing, because once again, the U.S. government doesn't want to admit that the automotive bailout was a complete failure. So they're just saying, here's some more money, just keep your auto workers happy, keep them voting for the incumbents in the upcoming election, and we're building up this huge inventory of unsold cars. And I've gotten several other pictures from other parts of the country just showing these huge lots filled with cars that are going absolutely nowhere. And I think the drop in prices and interest rates and leasing terms, I mean, I'm seeing lease deals out there for like under $200 a month with no money due at signing. That's a red warning sign that something has gone horribly wrong with the system. Dustin, got to let you go. Got to do our top of the hour blurb. We're going to be back with Nathan Folks after these few words.